5. The year 1419, we recall, saw the discovery of Hor Apollo's Hydroglyphica, and this discovery not only gave rise to an enormous enthusiasm for everything Egyptian or would be Egyptian, but also produced, or at least immeasurably promoted, that, quote, emblematic, unquote, spirit, which is so characteristic of the 16th and 17th centuries. A set of symbols surrounded with the halo of remote antiquity and constituting an ideographic vocabulary, independent of linguistic differences, expansible ad libitum, and intelligible only to an international elite, could not but capture the imagination of the humanists, their patrons, and their artist friends. It was under the influence of Hor Apollo's Hieroglyphica that there came into being those countless emblem books ushered in by Andrea Alciati's Emblemata of 1531, whose very purpose it was to complicate the simple and to obscure the obvious, where medieval...